From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. From blizzard conditions in the Dakotas to high winds and rain in the east, a powerful storm system is affecting much of the nation this morning. The storm spawned a number of tornadoes, including one that tore through Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. Bob Miller is a county supervisor there.
I heard the roar of a freight train, looked out towards the barn, saw the swirl, and as quickly as I saw it, it was gone and the barn was flattened.
Steve Goss with the National Weather Service says the storm system is now pushing eastward.
A cold front moved across the Midwest, Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley areas today into the eastern part of the country and had a lot of thunderstorms, some damaging winds, some tornadoes.
Winds gusting to 81 miles an hour have been damaging homes and downing power lines. Medical supplies and rescue personnel are being airlifted to remote islands in Indonesia that were hit by a tsunami that swept away entire villages and killed at least 272 people. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports Indonesian authorities are also dealing with the eruption of a volcano that killed dozens of people.
Navy ships and helicopters are ferrying rescue supplies to the remote Mentawai Islands off the coast of Sumatra. The islands are known as a mecca for surfers, and they take about 12 hours to reach by boat. Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono interrupted a trip to a regional summit in Vietnam to inspect the damage and meet with survivors. Meanwhile, officials in eastern Java are urging farmers not to return to their homes on Mount Merapi, which erupted last night, injuring dozens with plumes of hot ash. The disasters struck just hours and hundreds of miles apart, both within one of the world's most seismically and volcanically active areas. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.
A new study finds that people with heart disease who have high resting heart rates have an increased risk of dying. NPR's Richard Knox reports on the new research, which was presented at a meeting in Canada.
Having a slow resting pulse is, generally speaking, a sign of a good heart. It means the heart muscle is able to pump vigorously, putting out enough blood with each beat. The new study, presented at the Canadian Cardiovascular Congress in Montreal, looked at nearly 32,000 people with stable heart disease. Those with a resting pulse of 78 beats per minute or more had a much higher risk of dying over a 4-year period than people whose heart rate was low, below 58 beats per minute. This is useful to know, study authors say, because heart rate can be lowered by regular exercise and, when necessary, with medicines. Richard Knox, NPR News.
New orders for long-lasting manufactured goods have increased more than expected. The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods jumped 3.3% in September. That's the largest gain since the start of this year. The rise was fueled by a surge in orders for commercial aircraft. But excluding the transportation sector, durable goods orders were down last month. This is NPR News from Washington. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai says he will extend by at least 2 months a December deadline for private security firms to disband their operations in that country. There are an estimated 30 to 40,000 private security guards now working in Afghanistan. They provide security for everything from NATO convoys to relief groups. A former president of the Czech Republic, Václav Havel, is the winner of this year's Franz Kafka Prize for Literature. Havel was a dissident playwright during the communist rule of Czechoslovakia. Bruce Kahnweiser reports the prize honors exceptional literary work by a contemporary author.
For almost 50 years, Václav Havel's plays have influenced Czech society and the worlds of literature, theater, and politics beyond. With wit and humor, his plays and essays often mock the absurdities of communist rule. But often Havel also held up a mirror for Czech society to reflect on its own acquiescence to an oppressive regime. In honoring Havel, the international panel of judges noted the volume and impact of his work. But from the collapse of communism in 1989 until the end of his presidency in 2003, Havel did little literary writing. After retiring from politics, he returned to his true passion, writing a memoir and a play. Leaving, a tragic comedy about power and greed, premiered in 2008, and Havel himself is now turning it into a movie. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Kahnweiser in Prague.
The Christie's Auction House in London says it will be selling an original Darth Vader costume from the Star Wars movies, but not in time for Halloween, the auction slated for next month. Christie's expects the black helmet, mask, and armor to sell for a bid of $250,000 or more. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.